Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting second. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pisani. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Wally Burnett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Wally Burnett. And now, play ball. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Groff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris strikes out. There goes Smith. The throw from Smith to DeMaestri, and Smith is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a fly ball into left field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. Strickland moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball towards left. Maris catches it and throws to Strickland, who relays to Wirtz to double up Skeezus. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 1 in the game. Groff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to third. Lou Skeezus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezus is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeezus hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel scores. Simpson moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 2 in the game. Groff hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Larry Raines. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pisani. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Woodling scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Tom Gorman now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Luis Quizas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quizas is 0 for 2 in the game. Quizas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pisani takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan scoops up the ball and tags McDermott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Host now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn bunts towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Quizas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strickland tags and scores. Hegan tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 3 in the game. Groff strikes out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Reynarlski now pitching. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 3 in the game. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Simpson moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Host fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Tim Thompson pinch hits for Jim Pisani. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Noren pinch hits for Gene Host. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren takes first base on ball 4. Cleet Boyer pinch runs for Herb Noren. Bob Serve pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Power pinch hits for Milt Groff. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Serve moves to second. Billy Hunter pinch runs for Vic Power. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.